We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Nun Ches by the two dots. We had in our Mishnah that according to the Mishnah Rishayna, when a Giyus Man V'lo Nisu, it reached 12 months and they didn't get married, she starts eating from the Mezonos of the Baal, of the Orus, and she eats Truma also if he's a Kayin. Now Rav Tarfon says that you can give her Truma, just give her Truma, you have to give her Mezonos, here's Truma, and if she doesn't have and she can't eat the truma because she's tamei, let's say. A lot of times, the isha, half the month or a week from the month, she's tamei. So what will she do? She'll sell the truma and buy chulin with that. But the papal can say, I'm giving you mezainis, here's the truma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to give a mechza chulin and a mechza truma. Good to eat truma, so that could be a good mezainis. But half the month, you got to give a chulin because since she is tamei, so therefore she can't eat truma. So therefore, we give her chulin. That's machlekes of Tav and Rabbi Kiva and Mishnah. Our Gemara is in a limit this machlekes and also bring down a few more man diomrim. Zok the Gemara, I'm a baya. Machlekes vas koyin le koyin. Whole machlekes is a isha who was a koyin from before already. Our vas yisrael le koyin divra kol mechza chul and mechza truma. So Rashi explains that a bas koyin is used to taking care of truma. But if this lady, this Ararusa, is a bas yisrael, she never ate truma in her life. So now, after 12 months, she'll eat truma. If you give her a full truma, like what Tarfon says, she's not going to chap so geschmack that when she's tummy, she's not going to eat the truma. She doesn't know the halacha so well. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to give her truma for the whole month and be worried that she might eat while she's in the Nimei Tuma. Therefore, give her mechza chul and mechza truma. But if she's a bas kohen, that's where the machlekes is. Even if she's a bas koyin, machlokes by arusa, ava benesua divakol mechza chul mechza truma. This whole halacha they get away with giving mezainis of chul and truma is only by arusa, but by nesua you have to give her chul and not truma. What's pshat? Even by bas koyin, the reason is because once she's a nesua, she doesn't go out and start selling things and kol kvuda bas malach prima bishlamin while she's still a arusa. So her father and her brother will take care of it for her. They'll take care, they're taking care of her right now. So now the Orus is giving Mizainus, they'll go and sell it for her when you made Tumah. But once she's married, she's not going to be able to take care of her house and she stays in her house. She will not be able to go sell the Chumah. Therefore, you have to give her Mechza Chulah Mechza Chumah. So it's very limited. The whole Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the whole Shita of Rabbi Tarfon that you give a called Chumah is only a Bas Kohen who knows how to watch, make a Shmira on Chumah, and also only by a Arusa, not by Nesua. We talked about the brayso first. The Rav Tarfon named Noisin La Koil Truma. You give her truma. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a mechza chul mechza truma. You give her half chul and half truma. The medvar amurim zok the brayso. The vas koyin lekoyin only vas koyin lekoyin who it knows how to be makbid on shmiras hatruma. Ava bas yishol lekoyin divra kol mechza chul and mechza truma. Ava bas yishol lekoyin. Everyone agrees it's half chulin and half truma. The medvar amurim barusa only barusa. You could give kulay truma. Ava benesua divra kol mechza chulin mechza truma. Benesua, everyone agrees it's half chulin, half truma. So that's the same Rabbi Kiva Rav Tarfon we have in our Mishnah, explaining that this limitation is correct, like we saw in this brisa. Now the brisa goes further with two other mandi amrim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Imer, I think three more mandi amrim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Imer nois lo shtei yadus shal truma v'achas shal chulin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira it holds like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that you have to give half truma, half chulim. You don't say half. He says it should be two-thirds truma and one-third chulim. Because really, each is only tamei, let's say, 1 week a month. Or so the mashal says she's tamei 10 days a month. Shvera mashal, balka panim. So therefore, one-third chulim is enough. You don't need a half the month chulim. Half month chulim is a little shvera, according to other mandiyamrim. Why is that a half chulim? It should be enough, even one quarter, because usually in times before we do Shiva Nekiyim, Anidah's only needed 7 days, only one quarter out of a month. Balak upon him, here Ruzer says they need 10 days. So Mashal explains what's between 10 days. You have 7 days of Nida and then 3 days of 7 days of Nekiyim and 3 days of Zava. That's what Mashal says. 7 days of Nekiyim, 3 days of Zava. The only problem is it's Mashal's a little shver. Not every Isha becomes a Zava. So the Chacham Sofer has a Shmak Pshat. He says 7 days in Nida and three Shabbosim of Oina, three times Friday nights of Oina. When then she's a Balkari, she can't She can't eat tshuva that day. So there's 10 days she can't eat tshuva, she has to eat chulin. Al kaponim, there's only three, not a four, because one week she's tamei. It's only three. So the Gshmak Pshat, some paper says, why? That's the cheshbon. 2 yards of tshuva and 1 yard of chulin. Rabbi Huda, I mean, nois la kol tshuva. Give her kol tshuva, every year a tshuva, be mecheres v'le keches b'demea chulin. And she goes ahead and she sells it and buys with the money chulin. Are you going to ask me, isn't that mamash tanakama? Isn't that like mamash Rabbi Tarfin? They both say kula tshuva. Both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Tarfin say kula tshuva. So Rashi explains that the chilup between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Tarfin is, so fi Rabbi Tarfin, you give her tshuva exactly how much resilience she needs. Now, even though if she has to have chulin, she's going to have to sell it, it's not going to be worth the same amount of money, so she's going to lose a little bit, but, you know, you have work it out. She could switch it with someone, well, let her work it out. Rabbi Huda says, no, you give her enough truma that it's enough money that even though truma sells for less, it'll be able to buy half the month value of chulin. That's what Rabbi Huda says. The difference between Rabbi Huda and Tarfon is, no, it's called truma v'mecheres v'lekeches v'demea chulin means you give her enough truma that it'll buy chulin, the same amount of chulin of half a month, what you need, whatever the month is of Mei Tumah. So Megamila Emer Komokim Choskru Truma, it's like a fly of chulin, give him double amount. So my benai, what's the difference between Rehuda or Meshim Megamila? Both saying you have to give more. What's the difference? Ika benai tircha. Nafkimina is how much you have to be terech. If you have double amount, you don't even have to go look for a good buyer. You could just that's so much stuff. You could easily get the chulin from that amount of money. So we have over here, really, three different shittas. We have five different Yomrim, but three different mahalchim. Either you give kulay truma, or you give half truma, half chulin. Now, in the mandiyamar, half truma, half chulin, it could be two-thirds, one-third. In the mandiyamar, kulay, you have Rabbi Huda, who says that it should be a little more. Then even in that shita, that's what a third shita is, if you have to give a lot more to make it easier to sell it, to buy chulin. So that's that part of the Mishnah. So Mishnah goes further and says Hayavam is not Michael Bechuma, which means we just said that if you tavua linase and it reaches 12 months and you didn't get married, the arusa is allowed to start eating chuma. And we said in the Gemara before the reason is because really midaraisa arusa eats chuma. There's only a certain reason why he didn't eat chuma, either because shema tashke lachia viva, or because of simple that you waited, but after 12 months you're not worried about it, you give her, you let her eat chuma. What about a yavam? Let's say even it's a case of even someone who's actually even married, it could be. But what's machlacha of a yavam? But let's just give a case of arusa because that's machlacha already. Let's say arus is married to arusa and the arus dies. The lacha is a zibum. So now it's after 12 months, even after 12 months by the yavam. The lacha is they still cannot start eating chuma. Why not? Because the Gemara says it's not called Kinyan Kaspay. The Yavam, if you're not married, if you don't nesua, you're not Maichav Bachuma. My time, Kinyan Kaspay Rachmana, why Kinyan Dachavu? It says Kinyan Kaspay. This is Kinyan Dachav, it's not Kinyan Kaspay. You didn't purchase this wife, it's a Kinyan of your brother. And once he dies, there's no Kinyan Kaspay anymore. Now all it is Zika. And that's not enough to be called a Kinyan Kaspay to be Maichav Bachuma. Rashi speaks out partially. Of a concert, Rashi says, but once he marries her, ishtel chodava, because of kara ishtel, the chsiv, lochal isha, the kanya babia, the chechizusha bia, machilim irusa, the iskashavai's da, the kame machilim avam. Rashi took a palo, Rashi brings in like a whole drosha, it's pasha, it's a nesua. Why does he have to say, kedusha bia is Michael, because iskashavai's da, the ayin da achreinim, the have a shtickle pshat. Okay. Zok the Gemara vaita. It says that let's say, osa shisha chadosh vnei abal, and six chadosh vnei yavam, where it says, even almost all the 12 months by the Baal and one day by the Yavam, or 1 day by the Baal and 12 months by the 11 months and 28 days by the Yavam. All these cases, you don't eat truma by the Yavam. So Gemara's question like this: Hashto fnei Baal amrit loi madach vi eat kula fnei Baal. We say you don't eat truma by the Yavam. But you have to tell me if it's 11 months by the Yavam that you don't eat. Of course. I'm saying you don't eat 11 months by the, when it's, wait 11 months by the Baal. Of course you don't eat 11 months by the Yavam. What's the Chiddush? So tomorrow, Zuv ain't Tzarek L'mezu, Tari. That Echanami, it's not a Chiddush, saying Zuv ain't Tzarek L'mezu. That's what it means. Now, in the Chiddush Rashi and Taisa, we spoke about yesterday, we'll speak it again today, is what happens if you started eating by the Arus. Example is like this. The Arus was 12 months. They didn't get married. So she started eating Chuma, Fidim Mr. Shaina. Then he died. Does he continue eating Bar Yochum or not? So he started eating tshuva. So Rashi speaks out and Daphne Zayin Malach on the Mishnah. V'hu ed nami im neschayev v'chayev loy ochlo mishemeis. The kinyan about paka. That's what he says. Tosis over here brings down the Rashi. And Tosis argues, Tosis very tam near the hach drosha darsha b'gemara kinyan kasmar rachmona v'hai kinyan ochlo who has smachta v'amhu. It's only a smachta. And the raisa oichlo meichlo ochlo, she eats. The fi mishnah rishon heichad ochlo v'chayev b'ala chels nam mizikas yovam. That's what he holds. So it's a chalik Rashi and Tosfos if you actually eat, if you started eating already. Zog the Gemara Vayit. It's in the Mishnah. Zum Mishnah Rishonim. This whole idea that after 12 months, even though you're not married yet, but you just waited 12 months to start eating Tshuma, is Mishnah Rishonim. Mishnah Achroina says, Ein Neisha Chelas B'Tshuma Chetekan Shechopo, until you go to Chopah. So what's the Pshat in the Havimina and the Mishnah Rishonim? And then they were Chayzer. Why were they Chayzer? My time, Omulah B'Tem Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Mishum Simfon. Because of simple, which means like this, and we're going to explain it in a second, we'll explain it now. Ula said the reason why a Arusha does not eat chuma, even though Midrash eat chuma, is because maybe you need to feed it to your family. So therefore, after 12 months, when you meyachid lo duchta, which means you started giving her mezainis, so she'll have a separate place now, so then you're not worried she'll feed it to her brothers and sisters. That's Ula's pshat. The Mishnah Achroina held that the reason why you're not allowed to feed chuma to Arusha is because of simple. Because she might have a mum, besesa, might have a mum besesa. So you have to wait till you get married to know that. So that's what Mishnah Achroina said. No, she cannot eat the tol nesuah. So it's very kishvak of Yehula, that at the beginning we thought the reason was Shema Tashke, and Mishnah Achroina held simfon. But the problem is, all the manyama hold simfon in the beginning, so what happened to Mishnah Shana and Mishnah Achroina, that's tomorrow we'll talk about. Let's see. My time, Amula, v'teim Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Mishnah simfon. The reason why we changed our mind, because we hold now simfon. So Bishlam l'ula, k'maisa shem yimzikula, k'ais v'esaviyah. The Mishnah Shana held, k'shah shem yimzikula, v'esaviyah. U'bas raisa, and then Mishnah Achroina holds Mishnah simfon because of a mum. And that's why it changed. He said you can't eat until Nesua. Tapa amabez, ela l'rab Shmuel bar Yehuda, k'maisa Mishnah simfon, v'shais Mishnah simfon, my benayu. Everyone, if everything got simfon, what happened? What changed? My answer is, ika benayu b'digas chutz. The nafkin was Mr. Shana held. You could check her out. I did a kravim. That's good enough. Mar savar b'dikas chutz shmo b'dika. Mar savar, but Mr. Shana held b'dikas chutz loy shmo b'dika. It's not enough of a b'dika. Before we thought in Mr. Shana, before you give mezainis, you can check her out and you trust that's good checking. Kamash will know that until you check yourself, it's not smichas das, and we're worried about a mum. We're worried about a mekachtoyes, and therefore she cannot eat truma until she is the chnesset chuppah, and that's pshat mishnah achroina according to this man diyamar.